This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Denver's auditor says the city has recovered the most wage restitution in its history. CPR's Paulo Shalceta reports.
Denver Labor has collected nearly $1.5 million from wage theft offenders so far this year. The restitution has been redistributed to over 2,800 workers, many of which come from minimum wage and civil wage theft investigations. Denver's auditor office says this year it has been able to pursue wage theft cases on behalf of employees who make above the minimum wage. Denver's minimum wage is higher than the statewide minimum. It's due to rise again next year to $18.29. I'm Paulo Shalceta, CPR News.
The first indigenous member of the Colorado Water Conservation Board is feeling optimistic. Lorelei Cloud is vice chair of the Ute Southern Ute Tribal Council. She's hopeful the interests of tribes throughout the region will be included in water rights moving forward.
When you stand together as a group, as a collective, even though you may not see eye to eye or agree with decisions or the understanding from where somebody is coming from, if you can put that aside and create the trust that's very much needed, we can do just about anything.
Cloud says willingness to have tough conversations is the first step towards solutions. Last night, the Colorado Rockies beat the Milwaukee Brewers 7-3. That's after the Colorado baseball team scored 4 runs in extra innings. Today's game against the Brewers will decide who takes the 3-game series. The Rockies are currently in last place in their division. Sitting at first place, the LA Dodgers. This is CPR News and KRCC. It's another slightly cooler day in Colorado today. Along the Front Range, highs are in the low to mid 80s. In Grand Junction, a high of 91.